Well, I'm glad to hear that, Joe. We had two areas that coming out of last year we felt like needed some attention, those being the impact of the margin of victory in the computer polls and the head-to-head competition. And I think we were able to deal with both in an effective way that will improve the formula.
Talk a little bit, John, about the quality win component.
Well, we really came to that because of our initial discussions about the head-to-head competition, which we found to be, quite frankly, very difficult to deal with. We found ourselves running in circles, in a sense, Joe, trying to look at situations such as last year where Florida State was second, Miami third, and Washington was fourth, and three had beaten two, but four had beaten three.
Right.
So you get the circular pattern there, and we finally ended up just looking at what we call the quality win component as a part of the formula. And basically what it means is that if you beat a team that is in the top 15 in the BCS rankings, then you get credit for it. You get a bump for it. And the higher the ranked team, the higher the more bump you get.
Also, I think the other thing, John, that everybody who follows college football applauds is the fact that now you don't have to beat a team by a big margin. That does not play a role into it, and I think a lot of people were concerned that teams felt that they had to run up a score in order to make more of an impression on the poll.
Very good point. We became concerned about that late last season when you had coaches talking about that they felt the need to run up the score. That was not the message that we wanted the BCS to be sending. I think it certainly would be an inappropriate message in college football from a sportsmanship standpoint. And I think we've addressed that by the mix of the eight computer polls that we'll be using. Four of them now have no margin of victory. One has a cap at 21 points, and the other three continue to have some margin of victory, but after 23 points, it's a diminishing return and is quite negligible beyond that point.
Was that the reason, John, that you made a change as far as which eight computer ratings would be used? Two of them from last year have been eliminated and two new ones have been added.
That's exactly the reason, really, in terms of the mix. We needed to change the mix to minimize the margin of victory in the computer polls, and the two polls that are no longer with us, being Dunkel and the New York Times, they were excellent the last couple of years, and we were glad to have them, but we had to remix things, and this is the mix that we felt most comfortable with.
I guess the other thing, too, that has always people have talked about, two things concerning the BCS. Number one is that if a team loses a game late in the season, that has a pretty good chance of knocking them out of the mix as far as the BCS title game is concerned. And I guess the bonus points, which gives you credit for beating a team earlier in the season, is kind of a way of getting around it. But to me, John, that's a thing that you might never, ever be able to change.
Joe, I think you're right. We still have the two subjective polls, and human beings are voting in those polls. And consequently, you know, when a loss occurs is going to be a factor. I don't think we can totally eliminate that, but I do think this helps.